we've been waiting all week.
It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
It's the most wonderful time of the week. I've been helping my kid learn his lines and his vocals in his upcoming play at school, guys. So there's been a lot of singing in my life. It's Marty here to join my friends for some beer. It's Beer for Breakfast. Brewmaster Paul Segura from Carl Strauss. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
Brandon Hernandez. He is the man behind the San Diego Beer News Awards and San Diego Beer News. Hello, Brandon.
Glad we caught you before your inevitable move to Broadway.
Let's drink some beer.
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
And now that we're warmed up with that singing, we've got a couple beers in front of us from Backyard Brewing today. Another relatively new brewery with a homebrew shop. These are some beautiful looking beers. I'm looking down at them. I'm ready to dive into them. But also check out the can art, man. I don't know if that's AI or whatever, but I want to transport myself into that scene, like in the mountains where there's a beer and some fruit.
Paul, marketing of your product, you've done it many times over the many years you've been at Carl Strauss. It's important to get a logo, to get a design, to get it just so, to make people kind of go, hey, I like that. I want to try that out. How important is that?
It's super huge. If it looks like it's, you know, not professional, then right off the bat, people are going to judge the liquid that's in the can by, you know, how well the label looks, right?
Whether it's right or not, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But if the label looks nice and professional, right off the bat, they're going to be expecting quality as they go to drink the beer.
Yeah, there's a trust in there. And now let me throw it back to when we were growing up and there was a whole aisle of yellow labeled products, including beer.
Yeah.
Who was making that beer back then? Do you know, like, the yellow beer from the generic labels that used to be in stores, grocery stores?
Probably Gordon Biersch out of San Jose.
Oh. Yeah. You know that they were the ones that were making that back then.
Yeah, I think they're still doing that too.
Is that, and they still make that yellow label in certain parts of the world?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a white label and it just says beer.
Oh, okay. Is that right? And Gordon Biersch is the ones responsible up in the Bay Area. Okay, wow. Like, history, facts, that's what you come here for, and to hear us gargle and drink some delicious beer. What is this one?
This is Backyard Brewery.
Okay.
And the first beer we have in front of us is an American IPA coming in at 6.5%. It's got Citra and Pacific Jade hops in it.
Yeah.
And it smells super fruity.
So there may be no brewery better named for what they are than Backyard Brewery, because they are literally in the shadow of Stone Brewing. You know how Stone has that great palatial spot in Escondido up by the medical center on the hill? Mm-hmm. Well, Backyard Brewery is at the base of that hill, this little place, this little neighborhood joint where people come from Escondido and just hang out with the owner, Bill Carter. He actually works at the medical center.
What?
So, like, yeah, it's your ultimate, like, community brewery, and it's much smaller. It's in the backyard of Bigger Giants and, you know, just doing his thing. He does a lot of Belgian beers. I'm kind of bummed out that he didn't bring any Belgians for us today.
Oh, yeah. Bill,
I love him. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Bill's Big Belgian is one of my favorites over there.
Oh.
If you go over there, please try it.
So they got a homebrew shop. If you're looking to buy yourself a Christmas gift or looking to buy your significant other a Christmas gift, I mean, think about a homebrew kit. It's a really fun hobby. It's how a lot of us brewers got started.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years ago, they got in partnership with this place called Wild West Homebrew Supply. It used to be in Escondido until a car came crashing right through the front window. This is no joke. And so the guy decides, hey, can I just take a lot of my supplies. It was a very good, extensive shop, and put it in this back room of your brewery. Pop in there, get a beer, get your equipment, and head on out.
Amazing. I love this. This is mom and pop as it gets, right?
Yeah, but it's just a pop.
Yeah, just a pop. What's the next beer, Brewmaster?
The next beer is called Wild West Red, and this is a red ale. Not an Irish red, I would say, but an American red, because the bitterness levels are at 73, which is pretty high. So this has a pronounced bitterness going on, and you can smell it and taste. It's also got this roasted chestnut toasty thing going on too, so I think it's a better example of an American than an Irish red.
How do you get the roasty chestnut? It seems like a special process.
Well, you use malts that have been toasted and slightly roasted. And that's that imparts that color and flavor.
Do you ever put chestnuts into the roasting process?
You can, yeah. In fact, you can make a really good gluten-free beer using chestnuts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Fun. The education is high as usual with the brewmaster at Carl Strauss. Thank you, Paul.
That blew me away.
Cheers to Backyard Brewing in Escondido. Yeah. All the love. Cheers.
Cheers. Support your local small breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.